K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
So I know that you guys do this from time to time. My name's Johnny. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
I went on a date with this girl, Becca. We went to Wiley's. And it was a great date, and we hit it off really, really awesome. And then we went out again the next morning, and that was great. And now she's not really returning my calls, and I feel like you guys could help me out, and I want to know that I'm a good guy, and I feel like you guys could help me out with that.
So how are you trying to get hold of her? You're not like stalking her or something, are you?
No, are you kidding me? No. I've texted her a sensible amount, called her once or twice, but I feel like she might think that I'm creeping on her.
Great.
I just wanted to know that that is not the case.
You didn't do anything wrong on the date, did you?
No, it was completely smooth the entire time.
Well, shall we try this fry guy?
Well, yeah. Your name's Johnny, right?
For sure.
All right, what's her name?
Her name's Becca.
Becca.
Okay, okay. We'll give Becca a call.
That's the deal. If you hold on the line, what we'll do is we'll grab her number off the air, and then we'll give her a call and see what we can do for you there, Johnny.
That sounds great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Johnny, was it a good show at Wiley's?
It was all right.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm used to watching the Comedy Central stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was more focused on Becca.
Well, let's see if we can get her. You got it, Frank?
Yep, phone's ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Becca, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, The Breakfast Club. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now, and we just have a question for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Becca, we happen to be talking with somebody named Johnny. Do you know Johnny?
Yup.
That didn't sound real good.
Not really. He says you guys went out on a date and then you had brunch the next day and then nada.
Yep, that's right.
What happened?
The date went really well. We went out to a comedy club, saw a show, had a couple laughs. We had a good time. We ended up going to brunch the next morning together. Still good times happening. And then it got a little weird. I went to go to the bathroom, and I just wanted to kind of see what look I was rocking, you know, early morning
Nice.
I was in the bathroom for, you know, less than a minute, and I come out, and he's like waiting by the door and seems kind of antsy and agitated, and we kind of rush out of the restaurant, and he rushes to his car and doesn't hold the door for me or anything, and like screeches out basically, and I kind of see like the manager coming out waving after us, and I'm like, did you pay the bill? And he said, yeah, I paid the bill. I don't know, I must be running after somebody else. And then I don't know, something about it just didn't sit right with me, so I went back to the restaurant, and it turned out that he didn't pay the bill.
He did not?
No. I paid that bill.
All right, hold on just a second here, guys. Becca, just so you know, Johnny's actually on the line with us right now. He's been on here the whole time.
Yeah, that's typical of radio, isn't it?
Hey, well, you know, we're trying to help the guy out.
Oh, so you've been on this before? That's right.
Hi, Johnny.
So what happened?
I paid that bill. Johnny, you did not pay the bill. I went back, and the manager not only told me that you didn't pay the bill, but that you've done this before.
Ooh.
No.
What?
I paid our bill. I put a 20 down. I left everything for the waitress. It was done. You went to the bathroom. I paid the bill. I was waiting by the door because that's a gentleman thing to do. We were ready
Why?
To go. It was time to
Why
go.
Why would the manager lie to me about this? He was a sweet old man who thinks I can do better. Why? Why would he lie to me about that?
I don't know.
The thing is, the bill was like not even 20 bucks. Like, if it was an issue, he could have just asked me and I would have taken care of it. I wasn't expecting him to pay for brunch anyway. It was so ridiculous.
No, I totally paid that bill. I would not take you out if I could not pay that bill.
You are banned from Bob Evans. You are banned from Bob Evans. That is ridiculous.
Banned?
What happened?
Banned.
Why?
He is banned. The manager told me all about it. He is banned from Bob Evans. Apparently, he, you know, does bad credit cards. He dines and ditches. It's like a regular thing with him.
Wow.
That's absolutely not true.
And apparently, you have a different last name than what you've told me also. So that's, you know, these are all red flags for me. This is why you're not getting a call back, I guess. There. Now it's all out on the table. So
what happens if he goes back to Bob Evans? What, they got his picture on the wall?
I don't know. They should put his picture on the wall, I guess. It was a preemptive strike against him. What kind of
I'm
picture all will be
dead. I don't pass bad credit cards. Apparently there's a con artist out with a fake name that looks like me.
Okay. Let's benefit of the doubt you there for a second and say all that's true. There's still the awkward rushing out. And why did the manager say you didn't pay on that day? You're telling me the con artist was there on the same day with the girl that looks just like me? Not buying it, buddy.
No. I paid that bill. We were ready to go when the manager rushed out. They were looking for someone else. That's not what I'm doing.
I was gone for like 30 seconds and you were not paying them. I don't see how you could have possibly paid the bill and gotten to the door that quick. And why would the manager
you
run out after?
You were gone for 30 seconds at the end of the meal. We were ready to go. I was ready to go back to the apartment for an after date.
After date.
Dessert?
After date.
Let me ask you this, Johnny. What did you pay with?
I gave him a 20. Our bill was like $16.
Oh, okay.
$4. Figured that was more than fair.
You don't have the receipt, right?
You can't have a receipt if you didn't pay a bill.
No.
I mean, come on.
I'll show you a receipt.
You can, mail it to me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, typically this time we offer to send you guys on a second date and see if that works out. I mean, this time we're paying.
Yeah, exactly. You get a limo and a free meal out of it. Maybe a chance to reconcile a little bit.
I don't think we're going to need any of that. I mean, I just said he's clearly lying. I don't have any other explanation. Like, I benefit the doubt him as far as I could. And then I went back to the restaurant and now there's no more doubt. So that's where I am.
You went back to the restaurant?
Yes, I went back. How else do you think I found out all this information? I went back to the restaurant and paid the bill that you didn't pay. That's what the manager told me all this crap.
I paid it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fine, you paid it, and I'm the crazy one. So either way, we probably shouldn't go on a second date.
I mean, if they're paying for it, I feel like you'd be down for that.
Oh, my God, Johnny. You did not pay the bill. Stop lying. That's ridiculous.
He wants that free meal.
Well, if they're going to pay for it, I don't see the problem. They're offering to pay for our date. Do you want to go?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, see, and this is where the not-so-bright thing comes in. No. I don't want to go on another date with you. Please, whatever date you were going to send us on, just give it to him, because clearly he needs to get some free food in him.
Oh, man.
Just let him go by himself and get two meals for one.
Sorry, Johnny.
And unfortunately, it has to be, if we're going to give you the free meal and limo, yeah, if both of you agree. So.
Yeah,
sorry,
so,
man.
It's got to be with her. And it wouldn't have been at Bob Evans. It would have been someplace,
So can I find someone else?
That con artist thing seems to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Becca, I would,
Yep, thank you. It's nice to have someone that gets me.
Johnny, sorry.
Yeah, I get it. Well,
I'm hungry for Bob Evans.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good, yeah.
Come on, Becca. You'll be allowed to go.
Let's do it.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.